Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mr. Mayor, I know you've been extremely busy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be with you, Tom.
Mr. Mayor, you have been the dignified voice and face of not just the city of Buffalo, but the people of Western New York ever since Saturday. Where within Byron Brown do you find the poise and the equanimity to present yourself and this city in the way in which you have done, given the trying circumstances and the carnage? Where does that come from within Mayor Brown?
Well, it comes from family upbringing, it comes from love for the community, and it comes from the responsibility to represent the people of Buffalo, Erie County, and Western New York. I know that the eyes of the nation and the eyes of the world are on our community, and it's up to all of us to show the world that we are the city of good neighbors, that we are a loving community, that we are a warm and welcoming community. Like any city, like any region, we have our problems, we have our issues, but this is a community when there are challenges, when there are great concerns, this community pulls together like no other community that I have seen in this nation.
You are able to put yourself and in a position where, despite deep emotions of anger, of fear, of concern, to present yourself in such a way as though you are a rock of Gibraltar, if you will, standing against slamming waves. And the way in which you have done that and the way in which you've represented our region is frankly amazing. And I think we all owe you a debt of gratitude for, in the middle of such a terroristic abomination, being a voice of calming reason. And I don't know anybody who doesn't feel that way.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate that. I know that, as you indicated, this was domestic terrorism. This was evil that was perpetrated on the community. 13 people shot, 10 beautiful lives taken, people's lives who were important to their families, important to their communities, snatched from them. And I know that so many are hurting. Yes, clearly, the families are in incredible, unexplainable pain. But many of us throughout the community, the city, the county, the region are in pain as well. Human beings, normal human beings, have human emotions. They have feelings. They have concern for other people. When other people are hurting, it hurts other human beings. So I think so many of us are in pain. So many of us are hurting. And what we have to do as a community is grieve and let it out. In my training and in teaching and upbringing, stay prayerful, and move forward.
We're talking with Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm glad you brought that up because, Mr. Mayor, as you are well aware, and this happens in many urban areas across America, there is this sense of us and them in too many people. And there, over the years, has been much made of a gap and a divide between the city and the suburbs, in particular what the demographers call high-density black areas of the city and the suburbs. How surprised, as somebody who obviously has been here for decades, how surprised have you been at the universal sense of grief and loss and sadness, which transcends all of those borders or divisions we are supposed to have? There's not a soul in this area who has not been deeply touched by this, regardless of where they live.
I wasn't surprised by the outpouring of grief, the outpouring of support, the outpouring of love from people across Buffalo, Erie County, Western New York. That's who we are. Yes, unfortunately and sadly, there are haters too in this community. There are racists too in this community. There are people that don't like other people because of the color of their skin, because of the religion that they practice or the country of origin that they come from. But the majority, the vast majority of people in Buffalo, Erie County, and Western New York are caring people, are good people, are empathetic people, and that's why we are the city of good neighbors.
Mr. Mayor, you just used the word empathy, and I don't know. I don't believe we're ever going to know what motivates evil people like this. And you know, there have been at least two schools of thought expressed to me. Number one is a religious or spiritual concept of evil, that there is good and there is evil. And another approach, which dismisses that, talks about our increasing lack of empathy toward other people, our ability to see the pain and the suffering of other people and to not want to inflict it. Do you have any theory or any thought as to what causes this?
It's hard to say. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a sociologist. We all of us who live in this country, live in America, who have been here for a certain period of time, there are shared values. There are some shared morals. There are shared expectations, some shared trainings that we all have. Again, regardless of our race, regardless of our religion, there are shared customs that we understand. Some people deviate from what they've been taught. Some people deviate from the expectations of society. And I don't know why that happens. I don't know what that breakdown is, what is broken in some people. The president, when he was here, talked about people being radicalized on social media, people being taught different forms of hate, you know, whether it is hating black people or people who are different, people of different religions. I think, and I agree with the president, I agree with Governor Hochul, that there is too much hate speech on social media. But my focus is on the 10 precious lives that were lost. My focus is on the families that have been broken and trying to wrap my arms around those families, support them in their grieving process, support them as they hold funerals prematurely for their loved ones, and their healing, their ultimate healing after the funerals are over and all of the national TV cameras leave our community, there will still be pain and longing and missing. And so that is my focus right now. My focus is keeping this community together. My focus is on love, people loving each other, not hating each other. I want us to be a city, and this was a moniker used in Atlanta many years ago. I want us to be a city too busy to hate. I want to be a community where every child has a sense of hope for what their future can be, where every child believes that the dreams that they have, the things that they want to accomplish, they can accomplish. And that should be regardless of what their race is, what their religion is, what their national origin is. That's the kind of community I want us to be. I don't want any young person to feel like they're going to be left out and left behind.
No, indeed. Mr. Mayor, I've got a lot of things about which I'd like to speak with you, and I know that obviously this is a very busy time for you. Can you just give me an idea as to what kind of time window we have and when you need to take off? Because I don't want to keep others holding with my own selfish taking of your time.
Well, thank you so much, Tom. Roughly 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, then we will, we're going to not do the break at 25. We'll figure it out on the other side of the hour. Mayor Byron Brown is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Mr. Mayor, obviously, as you mentioned, we have not even seen the homegoing or the homecoming, depending on what your particular nomenclature happens to be and your family. But we haven't even seen the services yet. These poor families have had to wait interminable hours for understandable reasons for the remains to be released. Do you have any sense right now of where the families are with respect to properly memorializing these 10 people?
Yes, I think the first of the funerals will start this Friday. It is the funeral for Mr. Patterson, very active church member, someone who came to that Tops to provide rides for seniors and young mothers who did not have transportation to get to the store and to get home with groceries. He was a real servant of the community. Did that routinely and regularly because he saw a need. He saw people that were elderly or young single mothers walking with groceries and having a hard time struggling with that and wanted to help people through that situation. He will be the first of the funerals.
Forgive my interruption, but in terms of a permanent commemoration of the victims, is that something the families want, or is that what sense do you get of how the city ought to, in cooperation, I'm quite sure, with the family members, memorialize the lives of those who were so brutally murdered?
A number of people have talked about the best way to do that. Should we do that? Can we do that? How we do that? I think that, you know, requires some thought. I don't think we should just jump at any idea that comes up. I do think we need to memorialize these 10 lives and remember these 10 people in some special way. Many people in the community want to do that. I don't know where the families are necessarily on that right now.
Mr. Mayor, you talked about how we've come together as a community And I know that the Reverend Al Sharpton is coming into town. Have you any concerns about that, about people from outside, whatever they may have to say, coming into what is such an intimate, horrible thing for those of us who live here?
I'm not concerned about Reverend Al Sharpton coming in or people from the outside wanting to help. There are a number of businesses and individuals that don't live in this community, that have been to this community, that are touched by this tragedy, that want to help, that want to give money. Reverend Al Sharpton and the National Action Network has actually offered to pay the funerals for all 10 victims.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Obviously, he is touched as well and feels the pain that people are feeling in this community. Bruce Smith, former member of the Buffalo Bills, will be flying back into Buffalo because he wants to be of service and support to the community. Thurman Thomas and his wife, Patty Thurman, still lives here. They, through the Thurman Thomas Foundation, are going to be giving $100,000 to assist the families of the victims and to assist the community. Some colleges from outside the area want to be of assistance. I have heard from just about every mayor in the state of New York and many mayors from around the country that want to help. Yesterday, last night, we lit the dome of City Hall in orange. That is the color for gun violence prevention. All of the downtown landmarks lit, all of the city landmarks lit in orange as well. And cities all across this country lit their landmarks in orange in remembrance of the victims of the Buffalo shooting and for gun prevention. And the dome of Buffalo City Hall will stay on orange to remember these precious lives, to remember what happened here, and to send a message of gun violence prevention.
Talking with the mayor of Buffalo, Byron Brown, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Mr. Mayor, that Tops store is vital to that neighborhood. And without that Tops store, it qualifies that area as being a food desert. How important and how relieved were you to find out that the store is not going to be razed, it is going to be reopened? How important is that?
Store is critically important to the community. It is a center of community. Was very happy when I spoke to John Persons, the president and CEO of Tops, about the importance of the store, that the Tops Supermarket Corporation understood that, that they had every intention of opening the store. I asked them to reopen the store as quickly as possible. Governor Kathy Hochul asked them to reopen the store as quickly as possible. Right now, the thing that is delaying the reopening is there's still an active investigation inside the store, which I am hopeful in 2 to 4 days will be concluded. And after that is concluded, then Tops can do the work that needs to be done to safely and successfully reopen the store. And the other thing that Tops is doing is providing counseling for their employees, grief counseling. I have to give credit and thanks to Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz and the chair of the legislature, April Baskin, for making counseling resources available to the families of victims, to employees of Tops, to people that witnessed the crime, to anyone that is feeling traumatized by this event. We are encouraging people to get counseling. to talk to someone, and there are many free resources out there for counseling. So not only crisis services and the counseling that has been provided by the county, but also Erie County Medical Center has free counseling resources that people can take advantage of as well.
Mr. Mayor, let me ask you this. You know, we brought up earlier the first responders and what they had to witness. I'm also thinking of people such as Darius Pridgen and Kaiser Poynter and yourself. How are you holding up emotionally? Because you were there at Ground Zero as things were unfolding. The DA was. You saw horrible things, and you saw people with looks of anguish and shock on their faces. How is Byron Brown holding up?
I am getting great strength from my family and from my community, from our community. Family support is so important at times like this. Support from the community. Was just out on Jefferson Avenue, and people were giving hugs to each other. Two celebrity chefs were there serving food for people in the community, people who came out to help, the Buffalo Bills, the Sabres, the Buffalo Bandits. The entire team of those three organizations came out to serve food, to take pictures with the community, to hug members of the community, in some cases to pray with members of the community, and to let them know that these sports teams that we love, that we enjoy watching, they love us back. Seeing things like that, yes, I saw trauma. Yes, I knew people that were killed, and I still feel tremendous pain and a sense of loss. But my strength comes from helping the community, helping the families, and that really has renewed my energy and strength, being able to be of help to the families of the victims of this crime and to people in the community that are hurting.
Mr. Mayor, just one more question, because I want to be respectful of your time and of your responsibilities. But when you talk about the visit of these athletic heroes, can you maybe describe the feedback you received from folks who actually lived there and how important it was in terms of knowing that, you know, even though these guys are, you know, super wealthy and great entertainers and great athletes, that they have shown people that everybody matters? Is that the feedback that you got, or what did you hear?
That is the feedback. People who were in pain, people who were hurting, seeing those players brought smiles to their faces. It was a surprise and a shock to people, even me. I arranged with the Bills organization for some of the Bills to come. I didn't know how many people would come, but it was literally the entire team. They came in five buses, and the entire Buffalo Bills and Coach McDermott and Brandon Bean, the GM, other members of the front office, all of the Sabres, all of the Bandits, to see all of them come and want to be there. And then I heard from the Bills organization that some of those players that weren't scheduled to be in Buffalo actually flew back specially to be here. It touched the hearts of the surrounding community. It lifted the spirits of the community. You know, to some it might be a small thing, a little thing, but the presence of those athletic heroes, you know, Josh Allen, the quarterback, serving people food, taking pictures with people, playing with children out there, it meant the world to the community.
Well, that's our Buffalo. Mr. Mayor, again, I just want to thank you for being such a dignified voice, presenting not just the city, but all of Western New York in the manner in which you have to the national media, despite this hateful act of barbaric terrorism. As I've said, the word is equanimity, and thank you for representing all of us nationally in the way in which you have, and I hope we talk again soon.
Tom, thank you for your caring and your concern and your passion around this subject and the humanity that you put on this subject and how you are reporting and talking about it. That is also making a difference in our community. Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you kindly, sir. We will talk soon. The mayor of Buffalo, Byron Brown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.